Welcome to this January 3rd, 2023 regular meeting of Oroville City Council. We'll begin this evening in prayer with Pastor Paul Simonson of the Oroville Christian Missionary Alliance.
Let's bow together. Father, we thank you for a new year to love and to serve you, and a new year to love and serve others, those who are around us. Thankful for each one who's here, who is serving our city, and trying to do what is best for those who live here and those who work here. Just thank you, Lord, that you can give them wisdom, wisdom that they need, discernment. Just pray that you'll help them to listen well and to hear one another as well as others that may have input on the meeting tonight. We're thankful, Lord, for the year ahead and what it may contain for Oroville. I pray that there be your blessing upon it in every way. We look forward, Lord, to your presence in this meeting tonight. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor. The clerk could please call the roll.
Hamburg.
Here.
Asparis.
Here.
Shanklin.
Here.
Morrison.
Here.
Carr.
Here.
Mosley.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
All present.
Thank you. You should have received a copy of the meeting minutes from the December 19th, 2022 meeting. We have a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll move to approve those minutes, Mr. President.
Mr. Morrison moves.
A second, Mr. President.
Mr. Mosley seconds.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Morrison.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hamburg.
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Thank you. We have no public comment on the agenda tonight, so we'll move on to our standing committee reports, and we'll begin with our Parks and Recreation Committee. Good evening, Mr. Hamburg.
Good evening, Council President. Parks and Recreation has not met, therefore I have no report tonight. However, we do have some legislation referring to some of our park projects that we're working on, and I think we'll talk about that as we get there.
All right, very good. Thank you. And our Utilities Committee, Mr. Shanklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utility Committee has not met, therefore I have no report.
Thank you very much. Our Ordinance and Personnel Committee, Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. While Ordinance and Personnel has not met, we do have some upcoming business, and I would like to call a committee meeting for January 30th, Monday, January 30th. That would be an open Monday, so we could meet at 6:30, I suppose, if that would suit. How does that look for you, fellas? Ladies.
Sorry. That's okay.
For you all.
You all, that's cute.
Okay. We'll be discussing the rules of council and an issue that stands before us right here tonight, and that is getting our meetings and messages out to the world. We have no coverage here. I see no press here this evening. So we want to be more consistent with that. We want to address that.
All right, that's our tabled fifth Monday.
What time are you thinking?
6:30.
Is that doable? I mean, we can put it later if that's...
If we go later, I have a home game against Tri-Way tonight.
Oh, let's...
We'll take longer to take care of them, will it?
Definitely.
Will 7 o'clock work for you? I mean...
7:30 will be probably good. The game starts about 5:30. Yes. Yep, that'll be awesome.
What's your pleasure? 7?
Let's do 7.
All right. 7 o'clock.
All right, we don't want to see you without a win, so... No pressure.
That's going to be an intense game.
All right, very good. Monday the 30th at 6:30.
7.
7, like I said.
Like you said.
I'd already written it down, and that's it. So, okay. Thank you very much, and then we'll move on then to our Transportation Committee. Mr. Mosley.
Transportation Committee has not met, therefore I have no report. I'll just have a couple items for transportation. This month I'll be meeting with Steve, City Service Director, to discuss the 2023 Master Street Plan as we have before. After that, I'll be looking for council to put some street suggestions in there to add to that plan, and we'll start working on budgeting this month. With that, I have nothing else, Mr. President.
All right, thank you. Our Health and Safety Committee, Mr. Spiras.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health and Safety has not met. I have no report for tonight.
Thank you. Our Planning Committee, Ms. Carr.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Planning Committee has not met, therefore I have no report.
All right, thank you. And Finance, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Finance Committee has not met. No report.
All right, thank you. We have no special committee reports, so we'll move on to our administrative reports. And Mayor Handwerk.
Thank you, Mr. President. Nothing to add tonight other than the fact that we will start next meeting with our State of the City and then continue with the director's reports and police chief, fire chief, and on that. You have that list in the back of your agenda there. So just so people know those are coming. Other than that, I hope everyone's off to a good start for the new year. And that's all I have.
Thank you. And our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report tonight.
All right, thank you. Our Utilities Director, Mr. Prediger.
I might as well follow suit, and I'll stand to be adjourned.
And our Finance Director, Ms. Trimlin.
I have no report this evening either.
All right, thank you. It's down to you, our Law Director.
We're on a roll here, Mr. President. Likewise, I have no report this evening. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Just wanted to express my appreciation to our power plant, our utility crews, for everybody being on duty during our cold snap that we had there. We had other communities that lost power, and I don't think we lost any power here.
We had a few electric customers out. We had a couple of customers that had some frozen pipes there, but it was very nominal considering the sustained wind and cold. Plants really not designed to deal with that, but we did have everything up on that. So the utility as a whole did pretty good. I did fail to mention that in our distribution world, there was one of Ohio's co-ops lost alignment as a result of an accident during an outage recovery out of the Columbus region in there. So it's just a kind of reminder that you kind of take for granted that people go out and in some of those conditions and expose themselves not only to the elements that Mother Nature throws at them, but some of the other risks involved in the industry. But no, we were pretty fortunate considering how the state and the region fared. Appreciate that.
Yep, thank you very much. I understand we have an item to refer to the Planning Commission.
Yes, sir. In Council's package, you received two applications from the city requesting rezoning for two different properties. One on Crown Hill, rezoning from a C1 to an R1, and one on Andover, rezoning from an R4 to an R1. These two properties are adjacent to one another, and the Andover property abuts an R1 property. These were discussed at the last council meeting where Ordinance E-22 was tabled. If there's no objections, we can refer those to Planning Commission.
Very good. Any questions, discussion on that? All right, so that's what we'll do. Thank you. We'll move on then to our old business, and Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Resolution 5422, I move this resolution be placed on second reading.
Second, Carr.
Second, Mrs. Carr.
Don't we have to amend this again?
No, is this the amended version?
It's not the amended version.
It's on my agenda. It's not, but it is.
Oh, okay. And so, Mr. Larson, are you going to read the amended version?
Yeah. This is the 2 years. It's December 31 of 22 and 23. Is that right? That was the amendment. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, it was just this. It was just Adam and the second year of 2023.
Is that the one that was just printed tonight? Is that? Can I use yours? Right?
Yeah, that's the one from last.
I don't have that.
This is the one from tonight. But I've got that. Yeah, my little.
But this is the amended one from last.
Yeah.
Are we okay if we do that, Mrs. Kirkbride, if you read that? Okay.
Yes. Yeah, we amended. We approved amending last meeting.
Okay.
So
right,
we just need to
correct
the reading of that.
Okay. So I need to refer to the amended version as I move to read it?
I'd say I moved to read this resolution as amended.
As amended, very nice. Okay. Resolution 5422. I move to read this resolution as amended.
Second.
Thank you. Second, Mr. Spears.
we're okay to go from there?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Collar.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparagus.
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Resolution 5422, a resolution authorizing the Board of Control to enter into an agreement and or agreements with the State Auditor's Office to assist in preparation of the GAAP conversion and annual comprehensive financial report for fiscal years ending December 31st, 2022 and December 31st, 2023 and declaring an emergency.
Any questions, discussion? Yes, thanks, Mr. Stress. I don't hear any discussion. So we have to do three readings on this or no?
No.
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second.
Second, Mr. Spears.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Spears.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
I move resolution 5422 be adopted as read.
Second.
Second, Mr. Handwerk.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Spears.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Ordinance F-22, I move this ordinance be placed on second reading.
Second.
Second, Mr. Mosley.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparagus.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Ordinance F-22, an ordinance amending codified ordinance 144.04, use of revenue to allow for personnel expenses and change the use of revenue split for emergency medical services fund and declaring an emergency.
Questions, comments?
Mr. President, I believe this was discussed at the last meeting, but just to summarize, it is an amendment to the existing EMS ordinance allowing for 100% of all EMS revenues to go into the EMS fund. Also allowing for personal expenses to be an allowable expense as part of that revenue fund. This obviously is done in preparation for potential personnel costs, whether they be part-time or full-time, as well as potential incentivizations to personnel to respond to calls. We're kind of looking at all options to try to kind of keep things moving forward for our EMS personnel. So that we're having adequate staffing for call responses.
I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of an ordinance on three separate days be suspended.
Second.
Second, Mr. Shanklin.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparagus?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Very good. We'll move on then to new business.
That was just a spend. We need to.
Okay. I thought maybe I had missed something. So, all right.
I move ordinance F-22 be adopted as read.
Second. Carr.
Mrs. Carr. Seconds.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparagus.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Now we'll move on to new business.
Thank you, Mr. President. Resolution 123. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second.
Second, Mr. Handwerk.
Spears.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Resolution 123. A resolution authorizing the Board of Control to enter into an agreement and or agreements with American Ramp Company, ARC, to purchase through Sourcewell Cooperative Purchasing skate park equipment and installation and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. For about the last 8 weeks, we've been working with ARC on a design for the skate park. councilman, I almost called you congressman.
I didn't know where you were.
That was something we know.
Councilman Handwerk has also been working directly with some of the local professionals in regards to design, and they were also included in a email chain that we continue to move back and forth on tweets and those kind of things. And I think by the end, everyone felt really good about where we were with the design. That being said, ARC has asked for a commitment to move forward so that they can schedule us, get the equipment ready. Their schedule's filling up fast, and they're hopeful to get us done in the late spring, early summer at the latest. So I am asking that we move forward as quickly as possible on this. We will have to do the concrete pad on our own. That part is not included in the construction, so we are actually having the engineer design that as we speak to get that moving forward and try to get that installed. Honestly, while the ground is hard, would be ideal. So be glad to answer any questions.
You're looking at relocating the dog park?
So yes, what we ended up doing is kind of flipping the dog park. Ultimately, it probably will result in the hill also being pushed back as well to make room. But then we'll have the skate park on the front of that Blackwell Williams property, kind of almost exactly where the dog park is currently. And I don't know, there's probably a better term for it, but the kind of like the one lane as part of the design, that'll be along the woods. And then the walkway will go around the edge there. And then we'll have a separate walkway directly to the dog park as well. We will be installing a bridge to the dog park as well through the woods, but there's some permitting we have to go through on that as well, so that's going to take a little longer. But we're excited. We think it's going to be really cool when it's all said and done. And I think everyone's pleased with where we ended up. It is budgeted for. Obviously, this is something we've been looking at for several years. We do plan on applying for some additional grants as well. So, you know, we're always looking for ways to fund it with, you know, with other people's money. So.
Mr. Wheeler, any target date for completion?
Yeah, I would say the target date is June 1st. Would you agree?
Sure.
Late, or you think that's early? Late? What do you think?
I think it's early, but that's just based on labor, materials, everything that we're dealing with every other project we've done. We've come in on time with most of the things we've done, but this is a pretty big project, so we want to get it right. But I did want to make a couple comments. This is something that has obviously been a conversation since long before I was on council. 15 to 20 years is what I'm hearing has been the conversation. I'm a little bit frustrated that we don't have any coverage here tonight. We're not online, we're not in the newspaper. This is a pretty big deal for us. But I think it should be known, for anybody that's here at least, the amount of planning that has gone into this is more than we could really present to everybody tonight. This started when we had our original comprehensive park plan meeting at Schmidt Hall. That was a part of it. And it was definitely the main topic of conversation. Most of the folks that showed up had an interest in whether it's skate park, BMX, that combination. From that, we did have a steering committee, which was in council chambers here. We had a meeting with some pros, local folks. It was extremely well attended again. I think we were 25 to 30 plus people that packed in here, which we got a lot of really good feedback there. And then we took the input from what we would consider the pros, whether it's skaters, BMX folks, local people that have an interest, and a lot of kids to get their input as well. And then we, more importantly, I think it is a budget item like Steve had mentioned, but that's not going to prevent us from pursuing grants and private monies and anything we can do to lessen that dollar amount, which is just going to help us in the long run. So I'm excited about it. I'm not a skater. I'm not a BMX person. But, you know, I think of on a smaller scale, I had never heard of pickleball either. And I'm getting questions now, hey, when is that second pickleball court going in? A lot of them. So I think we have to have an open mind and understand that, you know, this is a big attraction for a lot of people. And I think it's going to be a really neat addition to what we have going in the park system, so.
Mr. Mosley.
I'll just add to Councilman CJ a couple of things. For one, my wife bought the whole family pickleball paddles for Christmas. So she's a tennis player. So, you know, going back, obviously, at the beginning when we first started, you know, reigniting this whole skate park and started in the early discussions, January 14th, obviously, my role was just to, you know, get two people involved on that committee. One of them, obviously, I reached out to Ben, and then the other one, I had a contact that was at, you know, with Vans. He's a Vans dealer, and he's a marketing guy for Vans. And the biggest quote that stuck out to me from Ben Lorison when I reached out to him on January 14th, which tells you we've been literally working on this for a year in this legislation. And every single month I would check up on the progress, and every single month we were somewhere working on something or having an event or we've raised $1,000 to go towards that. But a couple of quotes that really stuck out to me from Ben on January 14th was, he said, "I would absolutely love to help any way I can. Let me know what I can do and when." And then about two more lines down, he said, "It'll be a lifelong dream come true to see a skate park be built in Oroville." And I just want to say that I firmly believe that this skate park is going to save lives, I mean for kids. I personally know some kids, you know, that has parents, they know that their kids go either way, you know, and they take their kids to different skate parks around Ohio, you know, just because they know if their kid is with them, that they're not out there doing anything else. So I feel like this is definitely going to be another teen safe place that we have in town, to where it's not going to be that kid that's, you know, as good on the football field or the basketball court, but it's going to be a kid that, you know, whose mom is wondering where their kid is. They know that they're not at a drug house or somewhere else. They're at the Oroville skate park in town that they rode their bike to. So with that said, you know, I really want to commend the follow through the process. You know, when we hit roadblocks, we figured it out as a team, from leaders to, you know, that steering committee that we have there. And I just felt like, yeah, we definitely had a group this time around that did whatever they had to do to really bring this legislation to today. I know it's not easy getting past the finance, you know, figuring out the numbers and everything, but when she gave us the red light or the green light, I knew that, you know, Steve had a different walk about him. So I just, like I said, I just want to commend everyone that touched this project and for council really supporting it and understanding that, you know, there's definitely a bigger picture, you know, here than just us. I cannot ride a skateboard, I cannot bike, I cannot flip, I can't do any of this stuff. But I know that there are kids out there. No, I think that ship sailed. I can't afford out there.
It's a beginner.
But there's a lot of kids that this definitely touched that we will never understand how. So I just want to just thank you and commend those people that touched this project. So with that, I have nothing else, Mr. President.
I remember talking about this on a Zoom call when it was still during COVID.
Yeah.
If you remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I, you know, remember a meeting when Ben was, I believe, 10 or 12 years old. Mm-hmm. He's going to be 30 this fall. And so it's been a long road, and I really commend this council and this administration, because this is when it's happened. I mean, we've tried forever to get this thing going, and now hopefully, you know, with an affirmative vote, it will go. And I can't, there's not a lot I can add to what my two colleagues have said, but certainly for a sport that isn't a team sport, it's absolutely positively took a team effort to get us to this point. And, you know, in regard to what Daryl said, you know, about the, he's certain that this will save lives, I am too. I mean, these are people that don't necessarily go for the team thing. You know, they don't go for a coaching thing. And they're oftentimes they're kids that don't really have anywhere else to go or any other way to express themselves. When I talked to Ben about this today and told him we'd be voting, and he said, you know, thanks to all of you guys for pushing this through. And I said, well, my only regret is that we weren't able to do it sooner, because I think we lost some people along the way. And so I really hope that we can pass this. As much as to echo CJ, it is really a bummer that there is nobody here to cover this, and that's I sat here and I thought, do we want to put this off so they're here to cover it? But no, I want to get this thing done, and we'll just need to make a point to talk to the world about it. I think it's going to be big news when the wheels start turning. So.
No, I know. Really good writer for Orbeez. That sits right here on the
house. You're also a member of the board.
Something like that.
Well, I wonder if we could do a video. You know, so we can do something pretty simple. Interview whoever wants to be a part of it. I think we can put something like that together pretty easily.
So I guess that was the long way of saying. I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Hepburn.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hepburn.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Thank you.
John.
We need to pass it.
Yeah. Really off my
game
tonight. I'm excited.
That was an emotional yes.
Yeah. I move that resolution 123 be adopted as read.
Second.
Second, Mr. Mosley.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hepburn.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Mr. President,
yes.
Can I add one thing I kind of forgot to mention?
Yeah.
There will be significant drainage added on that entire site as part of this project. I know that's something we're all aware has been an issue in the past there and currently as well. So that is a part that we're going to handle in-house is the drainage and get that knocked out before anything else is done. So just a heads up. And it may involve the dog park being closed for a period of time, but obviously we're not in the high use time, so hopefully it won't interrupt anyone's regular visits.
Yeah, in the mud?
Yeah, in the mud, yeah.
Well, good. I did have that question, then we got to talk about some other stuff, so that's good that we're addressing that. So, good.
When they start that, is there any way we can get a camera on that where it would be like a good feed for people to check in and see how it's coming and all that good stuff?
That's a good idea. I know we're planning on adding some cameras, yes. We'll see how we can figure that out.
It might help with some exposure.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. I like that. Yeah.
It'd be fun to do a time lapse, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, that concludes tonight's new business. Any comments for the good of the order?
Well, I don't know if it's for the good, but I'm gonna say the same thing. I'm not too thrilled that we don't have coverage here. I don't know what happened, and there's no excuses.
Yeah, WQKT is the normal people who cover this, and since we're on a Tuesday night, they have other programming. They have basketball games, and they told us about that when we talked about this whole arrangement. They said, hey, there's on Tuesday nights, we don't know if we're going to be able to cover that. And then our newspaper reporter is actually out of the country. She's from another country.
Can they not supply somebody else?
I don't think they've got the staffing over there to do
that. She's the only one that.
Yeah. Yeah, so as Mr. Larson mentioned, we'll explore some options, you know, that we can maybe look at some technology options to help us, you know,
yeah,
expand
that's
coverage.
One of the primary goals of that upcoming committee meeting is to make sure that we're covered all the time, you know, even if we're covering ourselves.
Speaking of technology, if there is interest in doing a video, I'd be willing to help with that. I can do some video work if you'd like to, you know, participate, maybe doing some interviews, some telling a story. I'd be happy to help with that.
Why don't we do a fun, like, leader administration and leadership, like, promo video for it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like make it fun.
Steve on a skateboard.
Are you talking TikTok?
You might want to give Altman a heads up.
I'm going to even have fun doing. We got a number of squad runs,
somebody on site.
Yeah.
But let's brainstorm. I'll try.
We can come up with something pretty good, I think.
Okay. Like I said, I can help with production of that, or whoever else wants to be involved. You know, it's fine. You know, but I think it's worth spending some time.
Yeah.
So. All right. Very good. No other comments then for the good of the order? Well, then we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Orson moves.
Second.
Carr seconds.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hamburg.
Yes.
Spears.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Orson.
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
All right, thank you very much. Our next meeting will be, let's see, the 17th of January, another Tuesday, so don't show up on Monday. And then you can see the schedule of all the annual reports coming up. Until then, our meeting is adjourned. Thanks very much and good evening.
I'm looking at the Daily Record website.